Good morning. This is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. It's Tuesday, 15th of January. Firstly, in Bangladesh, yesterday more than 7,000 garment workers protested in several towns across the country. They were protesting the pay hike offered by the owners of garment factories in a negotiation on Sunday. A meeting was convened by the committee formed by the government to deliberate on the dispute over wage levels of garment factory workers. Workers from more than 10 factories tried to block a highway in the Ashulia area in the outskirts of Dhaka. Leaders of trade unions said that the workers were unhappy with the unchanged basic income. One person was killed and over 80 people were injured in protests and violent clashes last week. Clients are advised to be aware of disruptions caused by the protests. More protests by the garment workers are likely this week. In Sri Lanka, yesterday a protest to demand abolition of executive presidency in the country was held in front of the Fort railway station in the capital city, Colombo. Several leaders of Janata Vimukthi Peramuna political party, including Aruna Kumara Dissanayake, participated in the protest. Small demonstrations and low-key protests urging the abolition of executive presidency have been reported since the political crisis last year. Several political parties, including the ruling United Nationalist Party, have called for the abolition of the executive presidency. Clients are advised to monitor the political developments in Sri Lanka. Monitor APAC assistance alerts and advisories for further updates. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships, or buy our materials on a pay-for-you basis.